Well, Wayne, another day and another chat about baseball. So maybe today, if we could, we could talk about the 70s or that era of baseball and what your memories are.
Well, my memories, I first started in 1963 with the Twins. We had a couple of ball players got into 65 or 69, World Series, but we didn't win. Was left field, we had Sandy Stalestino, and we had Joe Nosek, and we had Tony Oliva. Was in the 65 World Series. We didn't win it, but we got there. And then 69, we got a few more guys that got up there. I think Sandy lasted, I know Tony lasted to 69, and Rod Carew, 65, he got in the, I think, 69 World Series, but we didn't win it. But we had a couple of good pitchers back in, once we got started, in 1965, we had Joe Bonikowski pitch, not in the World Series, but got to the big leagues for a cup of coffee, and got a couple more later on. And then in the 70s, we didn't get in the playoffs. But we had some pretty good pitchers. We had Harmon up there, but we didn't get nowhere. Mm-hmm. And like I say, we had pretty good pitchers, but not good enough to get to a playoff or nothing like that. We finished maybe next to last or something like that. But we had some good pitching, but the hitters were not like great. Too many good ball clubs, the Yankees and the Indians and the Red Sox. But we just couldn't compete with them teams. And I loved them. And we always had good pitcher with the Twins. Not great pitching, but pretty good pitcher. We had, a couple of Latin pitchers that was pretty good. And like I said, good pitching and good hitting came to part in the 80s, when we had a first baseman,
Kent Herbeck
and all them guys. We had Rod Carew in there and stuff like that. But our best team was like in the 87s and 92. But we had, all the way through my career with the Twins, we always had good deck, not excellent, but good pitching. Good pitching started to find it right now. The pitching's not great, but we're hanging in there with the other clubs. And I really enjoyed him. I love the way we fight back. But we just never had that click moment. Last time we got the World Series was about almost 30 years ago when we won it. Mm-hmm. But the Twins never had the opportunity. We had the opportunities. But when the free agents come on, all three agents went somewhere else. We never got that clicking. And like I say, even when I had all my career, the 66 years, we always had good pitching, good affair. Even when I broke in, of course, when I came up in 52, we had good pitching, good hitting. But it's hard for us to compete with the other clubs. Because all the big clubs, everybody had good clubs. We had good pitching, and other teams had good pitching and hitting. And the Southern League, but they couldn't move up because AAA was full up in the big leagues. It's hard to go back in the 50s and 60s and even the early 70s. It's hard to advance when you had good major league hitters, good major league pitching. Of course, the expansion didn't help us that much. But like I said, everywhere I went to, we had good And even double-A ball, you could say, how's your pitching? And even in double-A, we always had good to excellent pitching. They just didn't quit. We either got good hitting, I'm good pitching, and no hitting, or good hitting and no pitching.
Yeah, that'll not help you get to the World Series at all if you don't have that.
Well, like I say, it's always a... we always had, even with the Twins, when you say, well, we didn't win it. Took us 30 years to get back in. And with all this free agent and money wise, we never get a chance. I mean, there's always a chance. It's just the luck of the draw. And it's hard to compete year after year after year with all this free agent stuff going around.
Yeah, free agency really changed baseball.
And like I say, with the rule changing and stuff like that, I still can't get quick in my head with all these computers and stuff like that. How are you ever going to get to the World Series? Because, you know, it's just the idea. The game's changed. But like I say, I'm not saying it's changed for the good, but the people right now who's growing up don't want to realize how much has changed from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s to what it is now. You know, you keep saying all this hitting and pitching, and with computers telling hitters and pitching how to do their job, it don't click. Unless you get the right guys, it's never going to work out. You know what I mean? It's just the idea is let the kids play the game, let them have fun, and they can win. And it ain't the managers or the coaches in the big league, in the minor leagues, get them up there. But with this free agent stuff going on, right when you get started going good, then it's time for them to move on to another club. And everybody keeps saying the ball players back in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, when Kirk Flood came in, saying that we got to be a free agent because we had to sign with these ball players. They treat us like slaves. It wasn't. You didn't have to sign. In them days, we didn't have a draft to, I guess, the mid-60s or late-60s where we can choose our ball club. And we never, I talked about players 20 years ago when we didn't have a World Series. And we was on strike. I said, what do y'all want? Well, our career is very short. I say, we ain't very short. I talked to a couple of ball players later on in their career. They wound up to have 15 years in the big leagues. That's not short. They get released from one club, then they should sign with another club. If they get released there, wind up with a third club or a fourth club. And they wind up having the best money in the world. 15, 18 years in the big leagues. Some of them, if they ain't playing games, they're coaching or managing the big leagues. So you can't say that we're keeping out of baseball with a slavery. It's not slavery. It's what it was in the 50s. And when I was growing up, guys have good years in AA. They come back to me in AA. Of course, I was only 14, 15 years old. I said, what are y'all doing back here? Well, we couldn't go to AAA because the talent in AAA was big league. And the kids to the big leagues, they already had big leagues yet. Jackie Robinson, Gil Rogers, Nicky Nano, and people that Ted Reeves back in them days. It's hard to compete with them guys when you're in the minors. Of course, we had more minor league clubs. We had two or three A ball clubs. In AA, we had three AA leagues. And in AAA, we had three major leagues. So everybody had a chance to get there where they're going. It's just the idea of competing to get to the big leagues and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's, there were fewer teams, and so it was tougher to move up.
And like I say, we've had managers, even in minor leagues, wherever I went, they never had the opportunity to get managed in the big leagues. I've been around the block, and all the managers we had, Ralph Rowe, and guys like that, Don Heffner, they never got a shot. I think Rap, someone said, and I knew Rap about 40 years before he passed away, and I think he had a job in Baltimore or somewhere for the coaching, but he never had a shot as a manager as they have now. Every day. Now you don't know if you got a job or not. It goes year by year. You can have a good managing career. And about 3 years later, like Gordy, he had a good career with 19 ribs, but they had that one bad year, and all of a sudden he didn't have a job, so he went to Detroit.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's managers are just hired to be fired.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And I loved every manager we had in the Twins organization. It's just too bad he didn't get shot. Gordy got shot because PK, has about 18 years in the big leagues, decided to hang him up. And then Gordy got shot. And even PK, as a player, he was okay, but he wasn't a great player. I ring with him, and I had him in the minor leagues. I never got shot at the big league when he got there. And he had a good career. He was part of the best manager the Twins ever had, you know, 2 World Series. But he just got that job, a good opportunity, you know, with Billy Martin and other guys. So managers.
So, you were around when TK was a player, huh?
Yeah, I had TK as a player. I had a lot of, like I say, I had that in him as a player. Then he became a manager with me at AA, and we had some good experience. It was kind of funny, even though we didn't win. I mean, we won a couple of AA leagues, but it's just fun hanging around TK. I mean, it's just great because, like I say, I traveled with him by U-Haul, Greyhound bus, and sometimes our bus would only go 20 miles an hour. And like I say, it was fun with TK because you never had, when I'm on the road with him on the bus, you never can tell what's going to happen on the bus league. And we didn't get nobody killed, but we broke down several times. It wasn't fun at 2 or 3 o'clock and one broke down on the highway, but we did it. We broke down one time on the highway and we had to walk back to a service station about 2 miles down the road. We had to walk it back about 2 o'clock in the morning and just get a flat tire. And we got to this service station, me and him, and we went in there and talked to the guy. I said, well, let me wake up this guy. He's drunk, but we can wake him up. Then after we got him on the phone, he said, I'll be down there in about 3 hours. So we went back to the bus, waited for him, and he came back about 2.5-3 hours. But to keep these kids off the interstate highways is a project because you don't know how these 22-23-year-old kids are going to act on a bus broken down, you know, in the middle of the highway.
Yep.
He didn't want to get nobody killed by them accidentally walked into the middle of the street, you know.
Yep.
But it was fun, and like I say, we had some good experience, like I say, with our Greyhound, with our bus. Our bus broke down one time. We couldn't get a bus, so we got a U-Haul truck in outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And we had a double header the next day in Charlotte. And the truck, I got there about 3 o'clock in the morning. We got with a U-Haul pile of men, and you can only put so many players on there, and you had to shut the lid. And the bus driver, U-Haul, said, we don't want nobody to fall out. I said, yeah, I'd rather fall out than be smothered dead by the fumes of the truck. Every time you slow down, whole pup of that U-Haul, that smell would come back to the truck. We got back to Charlotte about 8 hours later. About 10-11 o'clock in the morning, but I delivered it at 1 o'clock.
Wow.
And that's because, like I say, all them years I traveled, we don't get here, but we go through the mountains and we don't know what's going to come back on the other side of that mountain. That's why we didn't have these interstates. We had to go to Knoxville, Tennessee, by way of Charlotte. You had to go through two lane roads up to them mountains. And that was an experience. And it wasn't a good experience, but we did have an experience. We left Charlotte one time going to Memphis, and a bus caught on fire. Everybody got out the bus except me, and he kept yelling at me, get out the bus, man, get out the bus. I said, I'm going down with the ship. get off the bus. You know, that's so loud outside, they get off the bus. Nobody got hurt, but it was just smoke. We didn't know where it was coming from.
Yeah, well, that's, you guys were fortunate.
It was always some kind of experience after another.
Yeah, you guys were fortunate. Nobody got hurt.
That's right. And we had a room with TK in the minor leagues. It was me, him, the bus driver, and one other trainer. And we had five beds. So when we go to bed at nighttime, we had four, but we woke up the next morning, there was always a fifth person in there. Every night for about 5 days in a row, there was always a different roommate. So we never knew who was going to be in bed next to us.
That's crazy. Yeah, life in the minor leagues isn't very easy.
Oh, that's to say, those are the hard times. I mean, like I say, for in a Twins organization from when I first joined in 63, we were still in Dallas, but in 64 when I got there for my first spring training, it was so funny because first team beach in 64 1 year, that was enough for me. I mean, so we moved to Melbourne. And for 25 years, that was the worst experience of my career. I mean, it was funny, but it wasn't funny. We had a small clubhouse, a bad field, bad eating represented, what we eat. And the field was so bad that I'm just surprised nobody got killed. Because we had spurs in the outfield, and to keep the grass, we rule up the field, but we only had one groundkeeper. And sometimes it rained quickly. And the next day, they always tell me, they said, Wayne, we can't hit hitting on the field because the field's wet. We can fix it real good. And we couldn't, say, keep up the field. And because we had four fields, but they were the worst fields in baseball. That's why most of them guys, all they want is 1 year in the minor league in Melbourne, because they couldn't wait for them to get to Orlando, where the big club was, or wait for us to go to Fort Myers in 1989. That was the expense. Now they don't want to get out of Fort Myers, Fort Myers, because the facility's a lot better, the fields are good, we had real groundkeepers, not some guy coming in or something. Didn't know what to do. It was experience.
Certainly was.